Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Wanted man has Facebook exchange with the police. And it's a very cool exchange.
Yep.
Phil has it.
Yeah, this all happened on the Richland, Washington Police Department Facebook page. So it started with a Wanted Wednesday.
Ooh,
yes,
nice.
They have a weekly feature.
Right. Weenie Wednesday, Wanted Wednesday. Yep.
Let me write that down.
Right?
Wanted
I like
Wednesday.
It.
Nice.
Follow them just for this.
Yes.
So they shared a picture of this guy. His name's Anthony. Is wanted by the Department of Corrections for failure to comply. If you have any information, please call. They give the number. They share a picture of him. He looks like he's a bad guy from like a 70s cop show with his handlebar mustache.
Oh.
And he responds to the post. So he follows the police department.
Well, he probably should.
Maybe he's a big fan of Wanted Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, he wanted to see, did I make it?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, did he get a badge?
Yeah.
Yep.
So his response, calm down, I'm going to turn myself in.
Nice. Keep your shirt on.
Not a great start, honestly.
Keep your shirt on, I'm on my way.
First of all, anytime you say calm down, you're not going to have the reaction you were hoping for.
No. They never calm down.
The
calm down.
Opposite.
Unless you do it with a taser.
Calm down.
I'll show you calm down.
Thunk.
Yeah.
Now, this was all taken as screenshot like a week after the fact, so I have no idea how quickly he responded to the initial post. But 2 days after his comment, they had to respond, hey, Anthony, we haven't seen you yet. What's going on? Do you need a ride? We will come and pick you up.
That's nice offering him a ride like that.
Ride.
Right. That's very nice of them.
So he responds again. Hey, Richland, Washington Police Department, thank you. Just tying up a couple loose ends since I will probably be in there for about a month.
Oh. So he's anticipating his stay. Okay, that's good.
I got some things I got to do.
Got to take care of him.
Should be in there in the next 48 hours.
Oh,
once
see?
Again, not great.
Yeah.
Still sounds like, I'm making plans to not show up. Morose Monday now. Dear Anthony, is it us? Last Wednesday, we reached out to you as wanted. You replied, even said you were going to turn yourself in. We waited, but you didn't show. After you stood us up, we reached out again. We offered you a ride. You replied, it's been 48 hours. We're beginning to think that you're not coming. And he responds again.
Nice.
This is where I'm on his side now. So here's Anthony. Dear RPD. It's not you. It's me. I obviously have commitment issues. I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up to you. I will be there no later than lunchtime tomorrow. I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did, but I promise that if I don't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I will call for a ride to assist me with my commitment issues. Thank you in advance for your response. If you are patiently giving me another chance, I know I don't deserve it. P.S. You're beautiful.
Just throw in an extra compliment.
Then he takes a selfie of himself showing up, I guess, to the police department with his hand on like the elevator button. Here for our date, sweetheart.
God.
That's awesome.
I love this guy.
He played nicely.
I wonder if they were a little lenient on him since he showed up.
I think he did a lot for the, goodwill of the police department just with this back and forth.
They should have some coffee and sat down first.
Right. Mm.
Well, a sense of humor goes a long way.
Mm. I think so. I think this is a good example.
Now we like him.
The first two posts, not great. Calm down. I'm going to turn myself
right.
in.
Yeah.
That's not a great start.
No. Then he realized what he said.
What a turn of events.
Yes.
All right. Well, we wish him nothing but the best.
Yes.
We should try to get him on the phone after he gets out. We'll probably try to get him on 30 days from now.
We know he is now.
How hot will AJ's beans be?
Baked beans.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning.
By beans, you mean?
Beans.
Why does he constantly want to hurt his beans?
Why?
It's funny. This will be the last beaning for a while.
Mm.
We already did the icy, with the ice yesterday, last Monday. With the ice cubes, now we're going to do icy hot, which is the exact opposite.
So we did icy last week, and we're doing icy this week?
We're doing icy hot this week, where it starts off icy, becomes hot.
Next week, just hot.
Yeah, no, next
skip the ice.
No, next week is nothing. Next week.
What's your infatuation with your beans?
Nothing. No infatuation. I just thought it'd be funny. I wrote down a list of stuff, and this was like one of the easiest things to do. You know, and it's funny.
Okay.
So.
This is funny.
Exactly. Well, it's funny for you guys, not funny for me.
Wow.
Yes. But this time it's the AC, the AJ Icy Hot Trivia Challenge the other Friday. And it's TV sitcoms of the 1980s through 2000. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on, and it's going to be on me. I have to answer 20 questions of TV things correctly.
Never going to happen.
All right, make it 10. All right, 10 out of 20.
Have you ever seen someone introduce a game show and change the rules as their...
Well, no one yells no way either halfway through.
What's the category?
The category is TV sitcoms of the 80s through 2000.
Through 2000.
Through 2000.
1999 and 2000.
Exactly.
No, yes. 2001.
Right. None of the stuff that's now on Netflix and crap like that, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right. So this is the regular television.
You ever work these intros out so we could just get right to them?
Well, I did originally, and then everybody's, you know, asking me questions, so I'm answering questions.
Oh, okay.
Because I wrote it down. You know, AJ's Icy Hot Trivia Challenge this time, TV sitcoms of 1980s to 2000. So bringing a breath over here. Right. So yeah, click and bring,
you're going to put it on.
Yes. I'm going to answer questions. And the longer I'm waiting, the hotter it's going to get. So that's why I said 20 questions, because, you know, for the funny factor. And I have to answer them correctly. So if I keep missing, we're going to just keep the count stays until I get the next one.
Phil has a real problem with this.
No, man. I hate this idea.
Oh, good for you.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
This is not a good idea, first of all. This is something that can really damage you. There's a lot of pain that can be involved here. Even if, like, this has ever happened to you even by accident, water does not solve the issue. It only makes it worse, and then there's nothing that can be done. Like, once you're in pain, like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm going to wash it off, I'm all better. Like, you're in pain for a while.
Do you know this by personal experience?
Yeah, really? How do you know?
I was a 13-year-old boy that played baseball, yes.
Oh.
Huh.
So what did you use to get it off, out of curiosity?
Time.
Time.
Time and tears.
Time and tears. How about that, like, Noxzema skin
cream?
Sounds
like a great bit to me.
So how about that Noxzema skin cream? Does that work? Ashley, got any? Just kidding. All right, so I'm going to apply this now, despite Phil's...
I can't believe this is happening.
I don't know about luck.
I'm sort of like... It's like you don't want to look, but you sort of have to.
Okay.
How much are you using?
It's on.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a lot.
Did you see a big glob that was on there?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's
you turned your head.
What's happening to your body right now?
Small.
Right now, it feels like cool. Like I had a York peppermint patty. And there's a...
on your beans.
Yes, and there's a... It's like a wintergreen smell.
It's like someone drank Listerine and now blowing on your beans.
Yeah, it's kind of like somebody had like a wintergreen lifesaver. They're going... Gently on my nether regions. Yes.
This is how everybody gets talked into it.
Right.
And then the mean thing is like, oh, go jump in the shower now and wash it off before it gets painful.
Right.
Or jump in the pool, and it just like amplifies everything.
Oh, it smells in here.
It does? Like Bengay, like that minty smell?
Yeah. No, it smells manlier than Bengay. Thank you.
No, it's Bengay.
Still smells minty in here.
Wenty.
Minty in here. Still smells minty in here. Feels okay, a little warm right now.
Okay.
A little warm right now. We should probably get this contest going right now.
So,
right now, let's get those questions going.
You're in for this ride now. It doesn't matter how fast we go through the questions. Like, you got 20 minutes.
Thank you for
ahead
the time.
You.
Thank you for
okay.
the time.
I'm just trying to help you.
Not helping you. They're delaying things. You need questions.
Man, you're averaging like a flubble every 20 seconds.
I need
seconds
a question.
Right now. It's incredible.
Actually, this should not be counted because I'm under duress.
You did this to yourself.
No, I'm just saying.
I tried to
Can
warn
we get
you.
A question, please?
I've got a
what
question.
What difference does it make?
Because it's going to start getting pretty hot pretty soon. I have done this before many years ago here
Did
on the
you,
show.
Did you in your mind
but,
think that we would take any questions?
Yes, I did, because it's part of the deal over here. And this, what are you clicking for? I didn't flubble.
No,
do you even know how to use a pen?
I thought he did. So I
had
clicking.
A nut come out of my mouth.
Oh, okay, that's 3 a.m. Never mind, sorry. My bad. All right, so it's getting warm.
It's
So let's get some questions going on over here. That'd be good. So anybody want to throw a question? TV trivia. TV sitcoms.
Why are you walking back and forth?
I'm just,
up and
I'm
down.
Just no particular reason. Just, you know, I'm doing a little calisthenics right now. This is good.
1980s to 2000.
Exactly, right, right. I'm going to strangle you in a second. Give me a goddamn
question. You're not
going
to be able to move
in
a second.
It's funny if you strangle Phil now. His neck will get warm.
Right.
From here.
He's like, now's going to be a bunch of time and tears. Okay, yeah, it's getting warm.
Boy, we should have worked out the smell part.
I should have
put you in a different room.
Yeah, no. You know, well, it's wintergreen. It's not terrible. It only smells like Limburger
cheese.
It's
a lot.
It smells like Limburger cheese or something like
that. No, it's a lot.
Yeah, you know. It's
intense.
I smell like a lifesaver, yeah. You know, the wintergreen lifesavers, which everybody loves. Not as much as the butterscotch ones, but yeah. Okay, it's getting kind of warm here. We should probably start this contest going here.
Yeah, we'll get right on that one.
You know, this is not fair. We had an agreement. I did this. You guys, questions. People asking why I'm on three screens on Twitch right now because they see me dancing back and forth like a penguin.
By the way, AJ's favorite day on Chaz and AJ TV,
right,
it's all him.
Yes,
it is.
You are on three screens.
Thank you. I noticed. I saw myself.
It's like so much AJ.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He watches that all morning.
I'm watching to see what
he'll
do
behind
me.
Yep. He'll do a dance, and then I'll look at the screen so he can watch himself do
a
dance.
This is not AJ
trivia. It's just like a six-second delay.
This is not talking about AJ trivia. This is let's get some questions going here. How you doing? Good?
How's it going?
A little warm in here. It smells an awful lot more like wintergreen. Wintergreen has gotten really, 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 really powerful in here. Yes, it has been. My mouth's getting dry. I don't know why, but it is.
AJ put Icy Hot on his beans.
I did. Icy Hot. Stuff that Shaq advertises.
Yep. Is it icy or is it hot?
Oh, it's in the hot stage now. Mm. It's increasing in heat. You know, like it's kind of like you're turning up like a thermometer.
It will only amp up from here.
Thank you, Phil.
Does it go back to being icy?
No, it just goes icy then hot. Icy hot, icy would be the product you're looking for. This is icy hot. You know, it goes from blue into yellow into red.
Where would you say you are now?
Right now, I would say I'm in the H. I'm in the.
I don't know what the point of this was.
The point, it was supposed to be at the endurance of answering. You know, like I can't wash it off until I answer all the questions, which no one seems to have.
Well, that won't help.
Thank you, Phil. Voice of Reason.
I'm just saying it doesn't matter now.
A few minutes from now, he's just going to wash it off, which makes it worse.
I don't think you should do that.
What am I supposed to leave it on?
I already, yeah, probably.
Maybe a different product other than water. Maybe
like mayonnaise or
oil.
Milk. Somewhere milk. I'm like milk. I'm not gonna put.
I know for hot peppers you use milk.
Yeah, yeah, but that's for your mouth.
Pour milk on your beans.
Yeah, no.
Like your beans must be like, what did I do to you?
Exactly.
Ice, icy hot,
icy hot. Yep.
Milk.
Exactly right.
I wonder if they're gonna swell.
Manscaping.
Yep. No.
Emma in Wallingford.
AJ, you're crazy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
On Three's Company,
yes.
What city did the trio live in?
They were in...
come and knock on my door.
I want to say they were in...
waiting for you.
I need milk for my beans.
I need milk for my beans. They are burning for you. They are burning for you. I'm going to say San Diego?
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Damn it. All right.
All right. So we're at zero.
Zero still. Okay, good. Right. Yeah. Yes, yes, we know the song, yes. You're just getting real hot.
Make it a Facebook
dancing.
We made it feel icy.
Icy is I-C-Y. Here, all the fire. You go, icy hot. It's one, it's I-C-I-C-Y-H-O-T. Yep. Wintergreen. Madison thing. I feel like a big old scourball right now. More like a fireball. Next question!
What fireball?
Roger.
Ow.
Over.
Hey, on the show Growing Pains.
Yes.
What is the last name of the family? This might be a softball for you.
It is.
Drummond.
No.
Yes, Mr. Drummond. Growing pains. I'm thinking of different strokes. Growing pains. I have no idea. I wasn't big on growing pains.
Seaver.
Oh, good. All right, there's nothing.
Yes, Ashley got it.
Still zero. Okay, good. Next.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye.
So we're at zero.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Ross and Trumbull.
Ross, what do you got, man?
What sitcom did Leonardo DiCaprio start on?
Oh, that was on Growing Pains.
Yep.
Good. Yep. I got one. Write it down. I got one. Boom.
One out of 20.
Here we go.
Chaz and AJ.
Here we go. What do you got?
Hello.
Yes.
How many families are featured in The Sopranos?
Oh, God. No, that's not a sitcom. Situation comedy. That's what a sitcom is.
All right.
Thank you. All right, still at one. Need more questions. No, come on.
They gave up.
Need more questions. Do we have questions?
I have a question.
Doesn't sound like you do.
No, I do. Who is the actress behind the teen favorite 90s show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, that was Sarah Jessica Geller there. Sarah Geller.
Ever a time you're going to get that stuff off your beans?
No, Sarah Parker. That was names. Yeah, Sarah Geller. That was it.
Sarah Michelle Geller.
That was it. Yeah, that's close enough. Good. That's two. I got two out of the three names in there. We're good. Next.
What was the name of the TV star that became a 96 must-have Christmas toy?
What, 96? Wait, what? Who? What?
What is the name of the TV star that became a 1996 must-have Christmas toy?
96? Alf? No. Not Alf. Joey Lawrence, that kid? No.
No.
Right? No, Blossom.
It became a toy.
Became a toy. What kind of freaking toy? Who the hell makes a person a toy?
All right, you know what we'll do? We'll take a break, and then on the other side of the break.
Okay. What?
It was Elmo.
You can put
Elmo.
Water on that. And...
Okay, Elmo. Good.
All right.
I sound like Elmo.
You okay?
Are you thinking maybe Phil was right?
Oh, I have no.
And talk about the search for the Alabama inmate and corrections officer.
Okay. It's
entering day 11.
Yes.
First, how are your beans?
Baked. Yes, they're baked. Baked beans right now. Hot. Very hot right now. Very hot. Very hot. Yes.
AJ did some challenge where he put Icy Hot on his beans.
Yes, I did. Barbecue beans
stand
now.
Still.
Nope, I can't. Nope. Ain't going to happen. Nope. I'm trying. I tried. Ain't going to happen. Nope. Dancing machine right now.
Because they're hot.
Oh, yeah, very hot. Yes.
I'm honestly impressed that you're even standing.
My crotch is burning. It is hot.
You can hit those high notes.
My beans are burning. What a day we have today. Beans are burning all the way.
All right, so before we start this story, you want to wash that off?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right, Phil says this is going to have the opposite.
Oh, I don't care.
He's got water. I feel like this is putting gasoline on a fire.
I don't care.
Oh, God.
I'm looking the other way.
I'm looking directly at him.
What's happening over there?
He's holding his pants open with his left hand.
Is he pouring water down there?
No. He put water on a paper towel and then put the wet paper towel in his pants. And now he's... Oh, God, he's rubbing all around.
No, he's going to wipe it all over the place. It's going to get worse.
Now he took his hand out.
So when AJ emailed, this would be the challenge today. He emailed it last week. Phil sent an email just to me.
A little bit.
So I have a real problem with this.
A little leftover.
There he goes again.
Phil predicted all this.
I said he's an adult. He can make his own decisions, but... I would not recommend this at all.
Is he an adult?
It's not as bad as it was. It feels better.
Okay. Good.
It's just a little.
Smells horrible.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes.
Maybe we should get you ice cubes.
No. We're good.
Go back to last week.
Yeah, right.
Bill, were you here when he was going to put his ding dong in a rat trap?
No.
Okay. I talked him out of it. Because it's not like a... First of all, a mouse trap would do serious damage, if not whack it right off. This rat trap would have severed his penis.
Well, he has a penis because of you. So, you are the only reason.
That's unreal.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
He's found other ways, obviously, to punish it since then.
Yeah, what is it that you have against your wiener?
Nothing, nothing. That's the last wiener challenge. Well, it wasn't my wiener. It was the, you know, the lower parts. Yeah, no, that's... We did the IC. We did the IC hot. That's it now. That area is closed.
You also put your beans in soy sauce.
Well, that was something you guys came up with because apparently somebody could taste...
No, you did.
No, AJ.
No. There was a story we saw that someone said you could taste
it
there.
Your dink and your feet.
And I tried...
Those two things.
And I tried the soy sauce. Then who was it who brought... Mr. Oh, Protect the Beans brought the hot sauce in.
Mr. Protect the Beans.
Yep.
Yes. All right. How are your beans now, Ben?
Much better. Much better. Like, they're warm. They're warm, but they're not, like, blazing hot anymore. So, of the two, it smells like wintergreen, like crazy over
here. Bad.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that.
Well, there's nothing you can do now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Whew. All right, so.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is your value to the show, torturing yourself.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Making it entertaining.
I had a couple of things, other things I do.
Yeah, no, you do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
So
the search for an escaped Alabama inmate and corrections officer enters day 11. Have you been following this story?
Yeah, it's bizarre because at first they thought that she was like kidnapped, overtaken by this guy.
Yeah, they were worried
for her. But something told me, I'm like, I saw them. I'm like, you know what? I bet you she ran off with the dude.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very rare that someone's overtaken. Why is it just her and him?
I don't know the details of this one.
So she's 56. And, you know, I don't want to insult her, but she's overweight. She's not thin.
No.
And you'll hear why I mentioned that. She's short. She's short and overweight. He's tall. I think he's 6'9".
Looks like it.
He's 38 and in excellent shape.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, they work out.
So I do think that this is why initially they thought he may have overpowered her.
Yeah.
I think he's like 330 pounds. She was an assistant director of corrections for the county, and she showed up one day and said, I'm taking him for a psych evaluation.
Right. Was that ordered, or she just decided to take him for that?
She knew the system, and she knew no one would check.
Oh, wow.
So she walks him out. They get in the car, a police car. And then no one has seen him since.
Damn.
The patrol car was found at a shopping center. Her jail keys, radio, and handcuffs were found inside the car.
Wow.
They left in an SUV. The SUV has since been found.
Okay. So they changed cars again.
So they don't know what the deal is. So before the disappearance, Vicky told everyone, hey, I'm going to retire. I sold my house. She sold her house like way below market value.
All right. Just wanted out.
So just wanted to sell it quickly.
Yeah. Did she get cash? Is that cash on her right now?
As they looked into stuff, well, police believe she has a large amount of cash on her now.
Okay, so that's going to finance everything, yeah.
Police, after looking into this whole thing, found that she had a relationship with this guy. So he came to her facility like a while ago.
Uh-huh.
They met, and then she would go to his prison and visit him.
So
holy moly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they became best buds.
So when he came back to her facility,
right?
That's when she's like, "Okay, we're going to spring you now,
making the move."
She has used aliases throughout the course of this, so they feel like she has a whole new name now. They release pictures of her with different color hair, different hair heights. You know, they have one of these digital computer things. Like, this is what she looks like if she had short hair. This is what she looks like if she had brown hair.
Right?
This is what she looks like.
Yeah, so first she had the long blonde. It looked kind of looked like Tina Yutters from that TV show in the 80s with Michael J. Fox, like the younger
that's
sister.
Your complete reference of
exactly
life.
Right. Well, now we all paint the picture.
Code 3, calling all cars, looking for a girl like AJ.
Tina Yutters from the youngest one on the show, Michael J. Fox.
Which show?
What was it, Family Ties?
Oh, okay.
With Mallory, and yeah, she was the younger sister. Looked just like her. So when I first saw it, I said, oh, it's Teeny Others.
The pair should be considered dangerous. They believe they have an AR-15, a handgun, and a shotgun.
Oh, okay.
This guy, Casey, the dude, threatened to kill his ex-girlfriend and her sister in 2015. He said, I'm going to kill you both, and then I'll have the police kill me.
Oh.
Great.
So, suicide by cop, yeah.
That's very specific.
He was in prison for murder.
Oh, joy.
That he confessed to. He was also in for other crimes. Home invasion, carjacking, police chase. All of the things that could clearly happen here now.
Yes.
And he's armed.
In part two.
So I'm worried about the prison guard because I think at some point he's going to be like, all right, you got me to the point where
now we
can't travel together because they're looking for a guy and a girl to travel together.
Right, your baggage.
And I can't let you go because you know too much.
Right,
so
your baggage, boom.
I have a real bad feeling for her.
Yeah.
And it does sound like she served her full purpose.
Yep.
Yeah. This does not sound like an upstanding guy who will honor any commitment.
No.
No. So really worried about him. Let's talk to Joe Carlone. He's a former prison guard. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Joe.
What do you think about this?
I worked 25 years in the prison, retired as a captain. But typical story, you know, I hate to say it, but a female with low self-esteem. The inmates have 24/7 to think about the ways they can manipulate people. And he probably just started manipulating her a long time ago and just kept working it. And then, Chaz, you hit the nail on the head. She's going to be nothing to him, you know, for him now. I wouldn't be shocked if soon that, you know, he does something to her, but it's the typical scenario. Just, he worked it and you know, I use that stupid saying, but he bamboozled her, you know, and just got his way. And now I'm just shocked that there was that easy to get him out. I mean, when I worked it, you know, there was several steps to get somebody out. So that was amazing. But
she was the assistant director. So that's like a boss. So she's walking through. It's a boss walking through like, hey, taking him for a mental evaluation.
She had the clout. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got connections.
Yeah, I was a boss. And even then, being a boss, you just can't. You know, you're not walking out the front door and, you know, someone's. There's other staff members and they're going to question, well, what's going on here? What's going on? You know, it's just, there's layers, you know, and it's made that way. So things like this can't happen.
Wow.
Unless she forged all the documents and everything and went, you know, the total mile, but it typical scenario. He probably worked her for a long time and now they're on the run and I'm firmly convinced he's going to just
not going to be good for her
so he could keep going.
So have you seen that in your time as a corrections officer? Inmates working guards for whatever, contraband?
Yep.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I've seen it a couple times, and it's the typical scenario. They work it for a while and get what they need and get it to the end, and it's sad. And lots of times you see that, you know, it's someone with low self-esteem, and they see it, you know, the inmates see it right away in their face and they just work it.
I haven't even looked this woman up if she's married, have kids. I have a feeling that if she was married with kids, we would have heard something about this.
Yeah. Mm.
This happened a few years ago, upstate New York. Remember?
Yeah. The two guys with the one female guard.
Right. Yeah.
And they got out and everything. The one guy ends up getting shot dead.
Yeah, there was a whole
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. The woods they ran. And everything.
Yeah, the one guy they caught, the guy they shot dead.
Living in like a cave or something. It was like a whole weird deal. It was like a week long, I feel like.
Yeah, right near
it was even longer than
Canada,
that.
Yeah.
The thing with this, when I saw the news come out right away and I saw her and I'm like, oh, here's the story, you know, before it even came out. It's sad to say, but you just kind of see that.
Oh, you knew as soon as that they were both gone that he didn't take her and kidnap her?
No. I'm sorry to say, as soon as I saw the pictures of them and her, I'm like, there's some bells here.
What were the bells?
She's not super attractive.
Yeah, I know it's hard to say, but it felt like when you look at the two pictures, it's like he's a good-looking guy, she's average. So
not even him. I didn't even say he's a good-looking guy.
No,
I just looked at her and said, here's someone that possibly has. It's just in the picture you look at her, she looks like she's got low self-esteem.
How can you tell?
I hate to say, but 25 years, you kind of read things, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got to send you a picture of AJ.
Right.
Because he just does things to his beans.
I see AJ every year at the Dream Ride. He has high self-esteem.
Thank you very much. Good, thank you. See? Thank God. One friend out there.
Phil didn't want you to do this. He wanted to be very protective.
This is true. And thank you, Phil.
Two friends.
Well, Joe Carlone, retired corrections officer, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. I appreciate you coming on, too.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
All right. See you soon.
Still a lot of shimmying going on in there.
Yeah, but it's warm. It's warm. It's not as bad as it was, but it's warm.
Sean Hennessy is on. He's a stand-up comedian and a podcaster who spent a lot of time in prison. How much time?
If you count juvenile, it's about 12 years.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yep.
You've seen this stuff?
I also spent a good bit of time on the run, so I understand a little bit about what's going on. Not nearly as high priority, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I got to agree with you guys, and I might even take it one step further. And unfortunately, Vicky might have already outlived her usefulness.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you have a 15-inch height discrepancy, a woman that wobbles, you can't be in public anywhere.
That's right. She has a gait. She has a waddle gait.
Yeah.
His height is the biggest thing working against them. You can change everything except for height. Hair color, eye color. You could cover tattoos. You could get false teeth. You could knock out teeth. You could do whatever you need to do. Ooh. You could bleach skin. You could darken skin. You could do whatever you need to do, but you cannot change your height.
No.
And that's going to be his downfall. The truck, I'm surprised that it was such a bright color, but
I thought so too.
Yeah,
bright orange.
I was like, why would you pick that one? Pick a white one.
Yeah,
fun blend. There's a million white vehicles.
A normal, any, yeah.
Yeah.
Plain color. Nothing that sticks out, but they got rid of it so quickly. I was confused by the fact that they went north. With $100,000, I would go south, right? That goes a lot farther in South America or Mexico.
Well, do you think they went north?
Head for Canada?
No. I think... Well, thank you, AJ. Canada's... If you go north...
I'm just saying they're really going.
Do you think they went north as to kind of throw them off, and then they're going to take
I think it's a red herring, personally. Or they could have gone to Canada, because it is a lot easier to sneak into Canada than it is to Mexico. They're not watching the northern border as tightly as they are the southern. That's for sure. Especially with firearms. So, and he's not giving them up. Right?
No. All right, so he's not going to ditch those.
This guy's a real, he's not a good guy. Right?
No.
This is not the kind of guy you want to see out on the run. You want to be able to root for the guy. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound good, but you want to be able to kind of root for the guy. This is not a guy you can root for. This is not a guy you can root
this
for.
This is just bad.
I see what you're saying. Just being
he's just
former...
a bad guy.
Yeah.
Inmate.
You want an Andy Dufresne. You know what I mean? He's not. Andy Dufresne, he is not.
Who's that?
No idea.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
Didn't see it.
From the movie.
Don't tell me how it is. Can't watch over the weekend.
You know what I mean? You want like a good guy or a wrongfully convicted guy or a nonviolent drug offender. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This guy's not the guy you want to see out on the run armed to the teeth with $100,000 in cash.
No, and he,
you know what I mean?
Based on that threat to his ex-girlfriend and her sister that I will kill you if I ever get out of here and I will have the police kill me. You know he's going to go down. Shooting.
Yeah, he's going down with the ship. He's not. He's going down with the ship.
Like, he's not coming out with his hands up.
Yeah, he's not going back in again. No.
No. He's not. And that's a very scary situation. I mean, he's not. The biggest thing is they got to cut off all contact with anybody they ever knew before. If it's still they and not just he. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only, you got to pretend anybody you ever knew before never existed. Because when I left the halfway house, that's escape from a correctional facility. I had the U.S. Marshals chasing after me. They went to my mother's house. They went to everybody I knew. They went to their house multiple times. They checked the oven. They checked the washing machine.
Like
they
Bunny.
Do that just to cause inconvenience, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do that. I wasn't there. I wasn't calling there. I knew better than that. But still, they got me when I came back to Connecticut, because they will get – and what's going to happen is normally is somebody close to you tells on you. Maybe not family, maybe just somebody you know, and they see you come to a family member's house, like a neighbor, and boom, you're got. So
they won't be making that mistake, though.
No,
they're going north, or, you know, it seems like they're heading north, so they're either going north or that's a fake out and they're going south.
Yeah, bang it quick, right?
But they're exactly. Never going home.
No.
No, they can't. That's something they can never. And it seems like she planned this pretty meticulously.
Yeah.
She used aliases to buy the vehicle.
Wow.
That's why I don't think it broke down like that. Like, maybe it did, but I.
Yeah, because they said she may have dumped the vehicle early because it broke down.
Yeah.
But I think, it's
this
red.
Is the thing. They had, exactly. And they had long guns and $100,000 in cash, which can either fit in a large purse or a large duffel bag, depending on the denomination of bills. Right?
Yeah.
So that's something you don't want to just be seen walking with. You know, I understand Alabama is different than Connecticut with gun laws, but I don't think anybody who just escaped from a prison wants to be caught with $100,000 in long guns.
So you think that the vehicle didn't break down, or you do think it broke down?
No, I think that they had a vehicle stashed close by. It's only 2 hours away.
A third vehicle,
how hard would it be to stash a vehicle up there?
Yep.
And dump the car so they could find it. They might have wanted it to be found.
Yeah.
To cause the red herring. Hmm. You know what I mean? Or to cause the, you know, throw them off the scent.
Right.
And they dumped it before they even knew they were gone. That seems to me like they were changing vehicles quick.
Yeah.
Even fourth vehicle, I mean? I never know.
It seems like they did too much for, but who knows? You know, she did get the wrong color vehicle, so maybe she got a lemon. I could be totally wrong, you know?
It's you mentioned something, that height difference with her gait.
Uh-huh.
A guy and a girl, guy's tall, that's girl's a, not.
You also she can't change your gait.
No, it's a problem.
Yep.
So I worry for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. And he's not a good guy. Like, he's in jail for killing a poor innocent old lady, and he tortured his ex-girl, like, you know, kidnapped and home invasion and had a standoff with police. Like, he's not... You know,
not a good person.
Yeah, so say, oh, you got me. Guy. Yeah,
yeah, probably not going to end well.
And like, as in criminals, you shouldn't go after civilians. You know what I mean? You shouldn't go after anybody, ever. But a civilian, that's not cool. They have nothing to do with the way you earn your living. They should not be involved in anything you do ever at all.
Yeah, she was the assistant director of corrections for this entire county.
Yeah,
so she. Worked hard. She put her time in. She had, you know, potentially not a good life, but a regular
a lot better
life.
Than this one. Yeah.
A lot better than this one that she chose. So,
yeah.
Threw everything away.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah. Mistake.
Yeah. Sean, thank you for coming on. Good to hear your voice. And we're linked up to bullpentherapy.com and your podcast stuff. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, man, we got Dean Cain on the show.
Ooh, there's news.
Superman.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, I
just like the sounds.
I got to tell you, when I look over your life, I'm really sickened by it. It's really...
Ours sucks.
It's too great.
I've done
it's like really great.
Yeah, college football and stuff. Buffalo
but you
Bills.
Seem nice enough where it's like you're happy. You're like a George Clooney. It's like you get all this stuff,
you.
But you seem nice and like we're happy for you.
Right. So,
yeah.
We don't hate you so much.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Where do we want to start? Let's start with Ashley's weirdo obsession with you.
Yes.
Well, you know, I watched.
I don't think there's anything weird to that.
Wait. Just wait. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah, hold on.
I watched Superman.
It gets better.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched Superman and in high school in study hall. I don't know how exactly it happened, but I came across a naked photo of you on the internet.
Do you remember this picture? Was there a picture that was circulating?
Oh,
Dean?
absolutely remember this picture.
Were there lots of naked photos of you on the internet? Or?
We're talking to him, not you.
Yeah.
There were photos, but I don't know that any of them were actually legitimate.
Oh.
Like a Photoshop, that type of thing?
So.
Well, a fool dashed
him. I can neither confirm nor deny, but there was a lot of hullabaloo about that.
Ah, see? Hullabaloo.
But I don't ever listen, unless they caught me running around, I never did a photo shoot like that. So unless they caught me running around without my clothes on, which has happened on occasion.
Well, yeah.
What was it?
Running super fast.
Stage. He was in front of a white background, and he did that coy, sexy look where your head is down, but you look up like, me?
Oh, all right. It's Photoshop.
Yes, yeah.
That's the Coppertone girl.
Oh, yeah. That's that look. I don't think it was quite as coy a look. But,
study
yeah, I don't know that
girls.
That was a real, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't real.
I think they might have superimposed my head on that, but I don't know.
Superimposed, huh?
I don't know. We'll
I like that he's not ruling it out.
No. If it works, it works.
But that's a lot of pressure.
You got a little possibility dangling out there.
Ah, dangling again.
Dangling.
Ah.
Dean Cain is on.
Thank
he's
you.
Got a new movie, No Vacancy, in theaters today, where he plays a pastor.
Yes.
It sounds like an interesting part for you.
In lieu of that other conversation.
Right. Yes.
The film's fantastic. The film is a fantastic story of hope and redemption, and it's a story of I really think the main story in this is the story of Cecil Johnson, is a guy who was ready to kill himself, a drug addict, and actually tried to and couldn't even do that right. And then he gets help. He gets a hand up, not just a hand out, and he becomes part of this ministry and changes his life and his life completely. And
are you that person?
Turns, and, no, that's played by T.C. Stallings.
Okay.
I play Pastor Cliff Lee, who is the guy who is running the ministry,
who is
trying to do, you know, God's work, and he hits obstacles every step of the way, but he continues pushing on. And great guy, and it's based on a real story in Leesburg, Florida, back in the 80s.
Wow.
So it's a very touching movie. It's all about hope.
Is there a part in there where one of the parishioners want to have relations with you?
I'd say yes.
They saw a picture of you.
I just say you can't put Dean Cain in a movie without some woman, some female interest in him.
Right.
You can't.
Maybe someone saw you on the internet naked on a picture.
I'm okay with that. with female interest. You know, I've got no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
He's the man of steel.
I encourage that completely.
Does that happen in the movie?
Yeah. So, no, it doesn't happen in the movie because Pastor Lee is married.
Oh,
okay.
But that doesn't happen in this film.
Yeah,
not part of this story. No.
I gotta tell you, Ashley put this card together, and she we're talking to Dean Cain. His movie comes out today in theaters. By the way,
yes.
No Vacancy is the movie. Going to be a great movie. You should go see it today.
Yes, today.
So Ashley put this
today only.
Put this card together.
I hope
so. You know, she's obsessed with you.
Yes.
So this is what she put down as fun facts. He dated Brooke Shields. Brooke had never lost her virginity or had even lost her virginity to Dean when she was 22. That's what she wrote down as a fun fact on the card.
Right.
Hmm. I mean.
Well, I would say it was it certainly was fun.
It's a fun fact.
Right.
Fun fact.
Does not sound like a not fun fact.
Yeah, you got away from those Calvin jeans for once.
Anything with sex automatically is a fun fact.
Why, did he do Calvin Klein jeans?
No, she did. Remember,
she did.
Nothing gets between me and my Calvin Klein jeans. Oh. Apparently, Dean Cain did.
He's the one exception, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We're college sweethearts.
Right? Oh, that's cool.
We're college sweethearts.
But you held a NCAA record, right? Career interceptions?
I still hold two. But they're per game averages because you guys are in New Haven, so I almost went to Yale, but we only get 10 games a year, regardless. So you only can play 10 games, and you couldn't play when I got there as a freshman. You couldn't play on the varsity as a freshman back then. Now you can. So I only had 30 games to play my entire career. So I broke a whole bunch of interception records. I broke the most ever in a single season was my senior year. I got 12 in 10 games. But somebody came along and broke that about 15 years later. got more, but they did it in more games. So I still hold the per-game average in a season and the per-game average in a career. Man. So those are still in the record books, right. 942 years later.
AJ, when he threw that ball, went all around the world. Twice!
He's good-looking, star football player, talented actor, has
had
a good sense of humor.
Yep, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Definitely afraid of Ashley.
I don't blame him.
As we all are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I dig Ashley. That's all I can say.
Oh, hold that thought.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hold that thought.
Oh, well, she'll be collecting this sound clip, and that'll be her ringtone for the rest of her life.
Yep. We've lost her for the day now.
Yep. Yeah. Repeat, yes.
Check your bush. Leave the house later.
So here's the deal. This movie is it's going to be a big deal. And, you know, Dean Cain's a great guy, great actor.
Right.
And it sounds like a good, uplifting story. And I think we need them now.
We do.
Mm-hmm. The movie's called No Vacancy.
No question we need them.
Yeah. How did you handle COVID?
You know, COVID for me was wonderful. It's odd to say, but I got to stay home. I live in Malibu, California, you know. So I got plenty of space and areas to run around and do stuff. And I travel and work so much that that I'm rarely home as much as I like. And I like to be home. So I was able to be home, fantastic, spend a lot of time here. And then I wrote, produced, directed, and starred in a film that I shot this last summer, almost a year ago, that is just finally all finished up. And now it's out there looking for distribution. It was a great time. For me, COVID was fantastic. And all of my family has survived it, and everybody did well. I've lost a couple of friends along the way, which is an absolute tragedy. But I really enjoyed the time and not having to travel.
Before we let you go, what's the name of this movie that you wrote, directed, produced?
It's called Little Angels, and we're out to distributors right now. So if I would like to be able to tell you right now, we made a distribution deal, and it's going to be out at a specific time, but we haven't. We're sort of in the beginning stages of that. So it's very exciting, and it's a lot of fun.
It sounds awesome.
It's kind of like The Mighty Ducks or
Really?
Oh, cool. It's a comedy?
Dean Cain, thanks for coming on.
Comedy.
And we got to let you go because I just got another.
Me.
Oh, you're always welcome here.
Yes, yep. always welcome, yes.
Thank you. Actually, you and I will talk later.
All right, sounds good.
Bring a taser.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds. Or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with GEICO to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,